Blackstone Audio presents Motor City Burning by Bill Morris. This book was read by Richard Small. For Marianne, with my love. Oh, the Motor City's burning. And ain't no thing in the world that I can do. Don't you know? Don't you know the Big D is burning? Ain't no thing in the world that Johnny can do. My hometown is burning down to the ground. Worse than Vietnam. From The Motor City is Burning by John Lee Hooker. Our interests on the dangerous edge of things, the honest thief, the tender murderer, the superstitious atheist. Robert Browning. Part 1. Opening Day. 1. Uncle Bob was in line. Can't miss it, he'd said of the hippie house on Plum Street, where it would be safe for Willie to park his baby, his immaculate classic Buick. And there it was now, right side, halfway down the block, painted up like a bad acid trip. Orange walls, purple trim, some of the windows missing and others cracked and milky. The front door covered by an American flag with a peace symbol on the blue field where the 50 stars were supposed to be. A kid with stringy blonde hair halfway down his back was waving cars into the backyard. Music poured from an upstairs window, jangling electric guitars and a woman wailing, "Go ask Alice," when she's 10 feet tall. The driveway was parked and cracked, so Willie took it slow. He had the Sonomatic radio tuned to the pregame show on WJR. Uncle Bob told him he absolutely must not miss it, and a guy with a folksy southern drawl was reciting some kind of poem. For lo, the winter is past. The rain.